All right. So, hey, Megan, thank you for joining Beyond Tarot podcast.
Hi.
So Megan, you guys, she is an astrologist, also a reader. You are into spell work as well. So I'm going to let you go ahead and just like kick it off. Like, what are you all about?
So I mostly work with planetary magic, some herbs, crystals, and I recently have been getting into herbalism. I also do tarot readings as well, but my Instagram page is mostly around helping people set intentions and learning to change their mindset so that way they can manifest the lifestyle that they desire, you know, especially because I started my journey about 5-6 years ago, and I understand the lack mentality that a lot of people have had. So I don't know, it's just that people have a hard time with manifesting because of the way their mentality is.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was somebody who really struggled with anxiety. I still do, but it's just, I feel bad for a lot of the people out there who have a hard time paying their bills, who have a hard time in the romance life. They feel like they are a victim to their circumstances. And when it comes to witchcraft, I put quotation marks around that because I feel like it's not broad enough. But when it comes to witchcraft, it's to take your power back so that way you can learn how to use the elements, use your power of your mind to be able to change your life, because I've done it for myself. I grew up in a very toxic household, and when I started practicing magic and becoming spiritual, I literally was able to change my life completely. Within a year or two of me becoming spiritual, I manifested going out of the country. When I came back, I went to New Orleans. I got a brand new car. And then a month later, I moved to another state.
Yeah.
So it's real. It's definitely real.
When it happens, it happens like that.
Yeah. Like, it was weird. It was really weird. Like, for me, it took off pretty early. I know some people have been practicing magic for a couple of years and they still have a hard time, but I think your natal chart also plays a part in that as well.
But you are a Pisces too, right?
Yeah, I'm huge. I got 4 planets in Pisces.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I got Pisces. Sun, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn. So.
Ugh, that's a lot. That's a lot of emotions.
Yeah, it's a whole lot.
So do you, let me ask you this. Do you consider yourself a witch?
Yeah, I do. Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
How do you feel about like the taboo, like especially from the Black community? Like, I know like a lot of my family, they don't understand tarot. They don't believe in it. They don't. I mean, I've never really called myself a witch, but I've always been interested in like, you know, mythical stuff. And I believe in manifestation. And I mean, when you think about it, that's what quote unquote a witch is, somebody who can, you know, basically summon shit into this reality, you know, supernaturally or however you believe it to be. But how do you balance that? Like, how did you basically tell your family about like this, or did this come from your family? Did you learn this from your family? Or
so I was raised Baptist growing up. We went to church a lot as a child, but it kind of like dwindled off. So luckily for me, I wasn't, you know, superly, you know, heavily forced into Christianity like that.
Yeah.
But my mother, she has always been highly intuitive. She will get a lot of her dreams her psychic messages through her dreams.
Yeah.
So if I ever told her something supernatural had happened to me, she was more apt to believe it because she experienced it. My father, on the other hand, he's old school. He's a lot older than me. So he doesn't quite understand my mentality, even though he isn't like a hardcore Christian. He's just very dominating in the way that he wants his children to be. So of course, naturally he didn't like it. But the moment that he saw that I was making money from being spiritual, then it's kind of like, oh,
well, that's a different story now.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't really care, to say the least, because I knew that it worked. So I don't know. I've always been a free spirit. I am a moon in Sagittarius. So it's just like, I don't really care if you don't like it or not. But luckily I wasn't raised with parents that were like super religious. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got around it. And then they saw that I had a business around making oils and candles, and they were like, oh, well, maybe this is something real. And she's able to move out and do this full time.
Yeah. Have you always been, quote unquote, spiritual? Have you always believed in like God or another, like other sources? Like, how have you shaped that in your life?
So I would say that as a kid, I saw a lot of spirits, and I saw a lot of my dreams would manifest into reality. But it's like, I do believe in God, but I don't believe in the Christian Baptist version of it. Mm-hmm. God is creator energy. So it's a lot of people automatically, when they hear the word God, they get, especially if they were forced to be Christian as a kid, they hear God and they're like, oh no, they reject it completely. But I understand that God doesn't necessarily mean the biblical version. There are many different types of religions. So, you know, I've always been a believer of God, just not a believer of the Baptist version and how they try to force it down your throat.
I think I've always felt, before I knew anything about Christianity or any of the, you know, there's so many freaking types of religions, I just always felt connected with my creator, like source, like from a child, you know. I just felt like this wasn't just me. Like, I didn't just land here by myself. Like, I just knew that, you know?
Right.
But it was something that I just didn't really connect with when it came to like church. And just like the politics that go in it. And it's just like, we go by these teachings, but then you don't really see a lot of these people live by this in their everyday life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to that. So I feel like being quote unquote spiritual, it was more comforting. It was like less judgmental. It's like, you have that power because you have that connection with source. And you don't need like a pastor or a preacher to kind of like give you that, you know?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, because there was a point that I wanted to make, and just that fast, I lost my train of thought.
Well, how have you, I'm sure it'll pop back up. That happens to me like 10 times a day. How did you find a way to kind of bring your teachings like and mix it with business and like start making money? Like, how did you stumble across that?
Okay, so I started off on Etsy. And because I purchased a lot of my witchy items from Etsy like a year or so prior before I became, you know, an entrepreneur myself. So when I realized that Etsy had a lot of witches on there, and I saw how pretty they were taking their photos and how popular their stores were, and I'm like, I make a lot of my own items as well, and they have worked for me and my boyfriend at the time. So it's just like, I feel like a lot of people could use these gifts, and you know, I'm definitely going to have to charge for it, because it's, a lot of people have a weird thing when it comes to spirituality and making products and making money off of it, but it's like people have to figure out a way how to live, you know. And if your natural calling and your gift, you know, to the universe is to help and heal people, then you need to be energetically compensated in some way, shape, or form, because you're going to be depleted. So I initially started off with Etsy, and then realizing that my products work and that I could sell them to people. And then I grew out of Etsy and then got my own website. And when I realized that I could not blog, but post my journey on my page, people flocked to it, because while I post online to market my business, it's also a way for me to go back and look through my own journey, because a lot of my journey is posted on my Instagram for the last 3-4 years now. So that's how I got into it.
Yeah, social media really helps a lot, right? Like,
it does, definitely. Because Instagram is all photos. So if you can take pretty aesthetic, you know, photos of your witchcraft, then people are gonna flock to it. And I had to learn that quick.
Yeah, I saw your website. I know you you have candles, you have body oils, all types of spell works, herbs. Yeah. So what's like your most popular, what do people come to you most for?
Oils. Definitely oils, yeah. And then I released my body oils like what, 4 months ago? So now that's kind of like right next to it. I think that people just like the body oils because they are colorful, and then people see it as like a pretty thing. So it's not really any different than my conjure oils per se, but it's just, it's good for your skin. You know, it's more of like a body thing. I would rather cover my entire body in magic oil than mm-hmm. just putting it in the spell, you know? So my most popular item would definitely be my oils, and then maybe my candles after that.
Wow. So how do you use the oils or the candles? Like, do you have to have a certain intention or goal? Like, how do you use them to manifest, or what are they used for?
Preferably, you would set an intention first. Granted, mm-hmm. I do put my own energy into it, but it is always best if you find time to relax, you know, take a shower to get all that dusty, you know, energy off of you from the day before or the day of. Mm-hmm. And then you come over to your altar or a sacred space, because you don't have to have an altar, but it's better if you have a spot where, you know, nobody's looking at it and consistently, you know, judging your space.
Right.
But you can write down your intentions. You can put some of the oil on the paper and then burn it. You can write your intentions on a candle, like a 7-day candle. Mm-hmm. People put it in their spiritual baths as well. There's so many ways. So I'm trying to get it all together, but, yeah.
When you put burn it, in their baths, is it now when you're burning candles with the intentions, doesn't that have to align with the moon transitions, or am I mistaken? Like, do people do that with the new moon, full moon?
You can, to increase the power in it, but you don't necessarily have to. Working with the moon is more of like a Wiccan way, which is new age. My primary practice is hoodoo, which is a soft version of voodoo from where our ancestors came from. They came over here when they were taken, and they had to practice hoodoo so that way it looked like Christianity, so that way the slave masters would not come and be like, why are you practicing your old ancient, you know, ways? So hoodoo is like Christianity version of that. So it's a lot that goes into it, but you can use the moon. It helps. Like, today's a new moon in Scorpio. New moons help you to help your intentions grow, while full moons help you to release stuff, but you don't necessarily need it. In hoodoo, we use the days of the week because they line up to the planetary alignments, but I use both. It just depends on what's going on in my life. I don't stick to this one thing because I don't want to limit myself.
So when I think of hoodoo, I'm thinking of like New Orleans, like Creole, like, is that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Who taught you that? Later. Or did you like self teach yourself or learn, or?
I self-taught. I've read books. Okay. I've had a couple of mentors who helped me with that process. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I'm self-taught. There are groups on Facebook that can guide you. There's people on Instagram like myself who can guide you. But I wasn't taught any of this. So when I do have children, they'll be learning everything from me the first person who started it. Yeah.
That is, because when you think about it, you know, especially for Black people, it's like, we were just handed this religion, you know, like what our ancestors were doing prior to that.
Yep.
For the most part was lost. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And of course they had their own practices because, you know, African queens and kings, they had kingdoms and built societies. So they were definitely using spiritual forces, you know, but we don't really know down to the T how we should know because of all that traumatic history. Yeah.
Yeah, it was taken from us. That's another reason why I didn't subscribe to Christianity a lot, because it was based in Europe, and our ancestors, you know, and even, you know, people down in on the border in the South, you know, they in South America, they don't practice. They didn't come from Christianity didn't start there. It was forced on them. That's why I lean more towards hoodoo and learning my own ancestral magic, because Christianity is Europe. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it was forced on us, and I don't like that. So
that is definitely accurate. Definitely.
People don't realize that, though. I think a lot of older Black people are kind of like, I don't care. I love my Jesus. And I'm like, that's fine, but you still need to be aware of where this came from, because 200 years ago, well, more than 200 years ago, but let's say 500 years ago, you probably weren't practicing that. You were probably practicing hoodoo, trying to hide it.
I mean, it doesn't help either. Like, you know, just the images you see of Jesus, it's like, it doesn't even make sense. Why would this Caucasian man be Jesus is happening in this time period, in this point of his, like, come on, man. You know, so it's a lot of things that don't sit well with me and a bunch of more spiritual people, you know?
Yeah.
The newer generations, we starting to question shit, like, hold up. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't sit right with me. There's a lot of unanswered questions, like, even, and I'm not saying that the Bible isn't real, because there's a lot of metaphorical things in there, mm-hmm. that make a lot of sense. It's just that people took it literal and they weren't supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of things that it's just, things are not black and white, and how everyone, you know, a lot of Christian people see things as only black and white, you know? But that's, we'll be here all day talking about Christianity and shit.
days without that. That's a very deep topic.
Yeah. 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 But I do want to go back to, like, New Orleans. I love New Orleans. Like, that is one of my favorite places in the United States. For food. And then also, it's just like a really spiritual place. Like, you can feel everything, and some of it's pretty dark, but it's just really fascinating to me. How it's do you beautiful. Feel about New Orleans?
Ooh, New Orleans is like a second home to me. I haven't been since, you know, the virus and everything. And there's this weird energy going on. So I really don't feel safe traveling away from my car right now. But New Orleans as a whole, I've been twice. And it was a beautiful experience. But some weird stuff happens whenever I go there. A lot of weird stuff.
What happened?
Weird thing, man, last year when I went, the first time, somebody contacted me, one of my followers. They were like, hey, I just want to let you know that somebody's stealing your photos and they're saying that it's theirs and they're trying to market off of your business. So the first time it happened, I was so pissed off, because it's like, I work my butt off to take these nice photos and have these channel messages, and you go around here screenshotting my stuff and then you post it on your page pretending to be me. That happened the first time that I went.
Oh my God.
The second time that it happened, I went a month later, it happened again. So I was in New Orleans. Another person was like, hey, you know, somebody's using your photos to pretend like they're you. And I'm like, why does this keep happening every time I go to New Orleans? I find out about it. And it's like, that's really stupid, because I'm in hoodoo and witchcraft capital right now. And you just pissed me off. So I can...
Oh shoot, I'm dabbling the black magic real quick. Like,
oh my goodness, I was so mad. That's just one example. But like, a lot of weird things happen, as far as, like, I don't want to say bad things happen. It's just a lot of weird stuff happens. Yeah, yeah, like almost anything and everything could go wrong. But at the same time, it was still a lot of fun. It's so hard to describe. It's like, but I would consistently go back. But it's just like, every time I go, I find out that somebody's stealing my photos. I think one time an Uber Eats person stole my food when I was in New Orleans. And it's still-
What? It must I'm be so a, lot of, a lot it's of bad lot. Energy, you know, roaming.
Yeah, but at the same time, I've had some really good experiences. You know, I found a reader down there who is very good at what she does. I remember talking to her and she was like, you're going to be moving out of your parents' house in like a couple of months. And I remember just looking at her like, I was like, I was still working on getting my new car at this point. So I was like, I don't believe you right now. She was like, okay, you don't have to believe me. A month later, I ended up moving out. And I'm like, it was just a lot. It was a lot. But New Orleans is beautiful. It has a lot of great witchcraft in it, a lot of beautiful things. The energy is just potent. It's very strong. So if you are somebody who is sensitive to energy and you don't know how to ground yourself, I would not recommend it, because some weird stuff happens. I've had night terrors when I go there, not nightmares, but night terrors. Mm-hmm. And it's intense. It's just a very intense place, but I still love it. And I will consistently go back to it.
Yeah. I love New Orleans.
It's a lot.
Now you said you saw spirits or ghosts. Do you still see them, or was that just when you were younger?
Oh no, I still see them. I was more scared when I was a kid, but as an adult, because I've seen it so many times, I just got used to it. So
what was the like first one you remember?
The very first experience, let's see. I was probably about 7 or 8 years old. My grandmother had just passed and I was close to her. So I went to sleep or was planning on going to sleep like regular. And then out of nowhere, something started to like poke me on my sides. And not like a little gentle poke. I mean, like to the point where like, you know, if somebody pokes you on your side, you kind of flinch in the opposite direction. Yeah. So that happened. And then I looked and then there was nothing there. And then they went to the other side and poked that side. And it consistently kept happening over and over again. And then when I got up, I saw an apparition of her standing there in the corner. So I ran out of my room, went to my parents' house, and my dad was like, oh, okay, obviously something is going on here. So that was my first experience with seeing my grandmother. Yeah. And then having dreams that play out, that was another experience. And sleep paralysis, because that was something that happened to me a lot every other day as a kid.
That is the scariest thing I think I've ever gone through with sleep paralysis. And I feel, I don't want to say I've seen ghosts, but I've seen some type of creature in the middle of like a sleep paralysis thing. And it's like, I don't know if I'm dreaming. I don't know if this is real life. Like, and then when I wake up, it's like this, that was so fucking real. Like, I feel like I could taste it, like touch it. Like,
yeah, it's real. I've had it so much as a kid growing up that I learned how to rip myself out of it. Because it happened so often. Even still to this day, it still happens pretty often. But I've learned how to like break myself out of it. But like, you're in between worlds. So yeah, what you saw was definitely real. What you saw was legit. It was real. Yeah.
And you have to try to force yourself to wake up out of it. And you feel that like physical strain of you trying to move your body. It is frightening.
It's extremely scary. Yeah, it can be very scary, especially if you see stuff when you're in the middle of it.
See, that the last time that happened to me was like 11 years ago, and I don't want it to happen again. I do get dreams and like quote unquote visions that have played out, and I'm just like, this is weird. Like, I've already seen this happen, like the deja vu thing.
Yes, that is so creepy.
I've had loved ones come to me in dreams, which is actually pretty comforting for me. They really help me heal. Like, when a loved one comes to me in a dream, I'm like, okay, I feel better now. Like,
yeah. I get that.
But I just couldn't imagine seeing like ghosts in real life. I think that would make me a little uneasy.
You get used to it after a little while. I think, because again, that also plays a part, you know, in your natal chart. When you have a lot of water in your chart, especially 12th house, 8th house / Pisces and Scorpio, you see a lot of weird stuff. You see a lot of weird stuff. You get used to it. I've gotten used to it. My last experience with a spirit was like a few days ago. So
what was it?
I was in the middle of a dream, and the dream was more of a nightmare than anything. But I woke up from that nightmare, and when I looked to the left of my bed, there was a face just like smiling at me. And it creeped me the heck out, because he was not a nice spirit. He was not nice. I didn't like him.
Gosh.
And I looked at him and I'm just like, okay, whatever, bye. And I ignored him, and then he went away, because that's usually how you can get them to stop messing with you. Is like, if you don't show any fear, they're kind of like, oh, okay, you're kind of boring, I'm not going to mess with you. But like, you know, it's just like, if you freak out.
When you see them, do they look human, or is it like a look of like, you can tell they're not human?
It depends. That one that I saw a couple of days ago, he looked human, but at the same time, he didn't feel human. It's so hard to explain. Like, he had like a human face, but he looked kind of demonic at the same time. It was very weird. It's so hard to explain, because it's like both. For him, he was both, but I've seen apparitions as well, because my building that I live in, this apartment was built in 1869. So it's very old. Very old, and there are photos of it.
Probably,
My kitchen feels like something bad happened in it. I don't like the way my kitchen feels, but the rest of the apartment is like, it just feels old.
Yeah. So, do you do anything like when you first move in to cleanse the house, or how do you do it so you can keep the bad like energy out as much as you can?
I used to be a big advocate for sage and Palo Santo, but now these smoke detectors here are really sensitive in my apartment. So I keep that to a minimum, but now I burn black candles. Black candles are highly protective. they keep a lot of negative energy from, you know, your space. And then once that burns down, you mm-hmm. go in with a white candle to bring in the purity back in. Okay. So that's what I do now because I can't deal with the smoke detectors. I know my neighbors probably hate me.
That is so funny. You can't, yeah, you can't smoke nothing in there.
Oh. I mean, oh, you can. Definitely. It's just
you know.
Just it's annoying. Yeah. So I use candles, mostly the cleanse now. Yep.
So when you light the candle, do you have to like say a prayer or say your intention, or you just light it and then it does its thing, or like
So I'm an advocate for people to do what they feel. So okay. for me, if it's a 7-day glass candle, there's plenty mm-hmm. of space to write what you want down on it. So I will write down my intentions, my name, my business name, whatever. And I will sit and meditate and imagine the outcome that I want to come into me. Because I'm not really a person who likes to chant. I don't know. I just don't mm-hmm. like, and I feel like people can hear me. I don't know. So I tend mm-hmm. to just write everything down on a piece of paper or on the candle itself and just say what I want to happen. I'll speak to any deities that I want to talk to. I'll speak to my ancestors. I'll call on God per se, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. That's mostly my process, but some people, they do speak out loud, but mm-hmm. that never resonated for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, what would be, okay, say someone wants to come to you and they're like, I am in love with my ex-boyfriend from 18 years ago and I want him back and I want a candle and a spell book and everything. Like, what's the line that you get crossed? Like, do people ask you for crazy things like that? Or
yeah, I've had one guy a couple of years ago say, can you help me make me taller? I want to be like an extra foot taller. And I just looked at him like, sir, if I was a scam artist, I would take your money right now. But right. I'm not. So I'm not going to do that to you. It's just, that's probably the weirdest one that I've gotten. But when people, like the situation that you just gave me, that mm-hmm. happens more often than you would think.
I know, girl. I had to stop taking personals because it's just like, yeah. I can't take personals right now because I'm feeling like I'm hurting y'all at this point because you keep asking me the same, like the answer is still no. They clearly don't want you. They never did. Like, you can't keep doing this to yourself and I'm not going to help you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So then you get it. You understand. That's right. Because, you know, you do your readings on YouTube and then people mm-hmm. come to you for personals, right? Because I mean, I've actually booked with you before a few years ago. So,
oh my gosh, are you serious? That is crazy.
Yeah. I was like, oh wait, her birthday's a day after mine. Yours is 3/12, right?
Yeah, March 12th.
Mine is 3/11. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you know what? I put a book. And you were accurate too. I was like, oh, this is great. That was like 3 years ago.
That is great. That's when I had just started. I was just like, let me see what's popping. And I started following you because I was like, let me make an Instagram because my YouTube kind of, you know, got popular and I love your Instagram. Like I love all yes. your little oils you post and you know, you were getting into like plants and just mm-hmm. things. I've never seen people actually make it as if like there's so many different areas to include the spell work. Like I've never mm-hmm. seen anyone use plants with spell work before. I'm not too knowledgeable about it, but yeah, I love your page. Astro alignments, you guys.
I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, thank you. I don't think I asked. Did I answer the other question? I think you were asking me about
the craziest
the people craziest that come to me request. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I reject a lot of spells like that because usually I will tell people that it's best to book a full love reading first before trying to do work on someone. But most of the love spell requests that I get, I deny it. About 90% of the love spell requests I get, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take your money for this because wow. you're telling me about how you want this guy to love you correctly, but he's cheating on you and he got two other baby mamas and he's just not treating you very well. And you want me to do a love spell on him?
Yeah.
No, love spells are meant to strengthen the relationship and the love that is already there. You cannot do a love spell on a man or a woman who doesn't want to be with you, because even if it does work, you're going to have to continuously do that spell over. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Maybe you should work on your self-esteem first, you know, no shade, yeah. nothing like that. It's just, I just don't quite understand that. You know, I think all witches kind of went through a phase where they did a love spell on someone. You know, for me, there was a person who I wanted years ago when I first started doing witchcraft, but I didn't like put a spell on him to come make him love me, you know, and we were dating. So I've never been in a situation where it was like, oh, my boyfriend, he's not showing any interest in me anymore. And now I want to do a love spell on him.
Yeah.
It's not good for your self-esteem. It's just not. And I understand it's hard, but, and this is coming from a Pisces. You know how we are when it comes to romance.
Pisces fall hard, but you know, one thing we know how to do is swim away. Like when it's time to let go, we can let go. For me, at least, like, I'm not going to fight the current too much.
I used to when I was a teenager, but not so much now. As an adult, I don't care. Too much. I don't like feeling bad. I don't like how it makes my spirit. And, you know, having a Sag moon, I don't like when somebody's trying to, you know, make me feel sad. Yeah. I like to be, you know, an optimistic. I don't want to get time for that. You're ruining me right now.
Girl, you only get one chance over here. That is so funny though. So what is, I guess, like, what's a good spell for like money and stuff? Do people come to you for a lot of money spells or
probably my rituals? That's probably my most asked about ritual for someone to do, or my money drawing oil. They like that one a lot as well. But you would need a green candle, maybe even brown, because brown represents like the earthly, you know, possessions. And that's a lot of times that's what people are trying to manifest. They want cars, they want new houses, they want money, they want this.
Material,
so brown is like the color of material. So green, brown, yellow is good too for success. You would need some money drawing herbs, stuff like basil, mint, spearmint, cinnamon, cedar. I use glitter as well in my spells because they can like speed up the process some, and it just brings in a lot of glam energy. So
I've seen your little oil bottles with glitter in. I was like, they're so cute.
Yeah, some of them have glitter in it.
Okay, I'm gonna order me one for money. You gotta let me know after this what's the best one for money.
It's the pyrite one. And it's pretty. So people are like, ooh, you know, they see it and they kind of want to gravitate towards it. But I would say for a spell itself, you would need a green, yellow, brown candle, some money drawing oils, money drawing herbs, and then set your intention. And you truly have to believe what you're doing though. You know, you'll slow down the process if you are doubtful. And it's hard, but that's why you have to do shadow work and heal your mental so that way you can attract what you really want. Because people, they don't do the work, you know, the inner work, and then they try to light these candles, and then they're getting small amounts of money or nothing at all, and then they're like, oh, well, witchcraft doesn't work. And it's like, you have to heal the anxiety in the back of your head that's telling you that you can't do something, because you can buy all the oils and the candles you want, but if you don't do the inner work, it's not going to work for you. It's that simple.
Girl, we live in a popcorn society. Everybody wants everything real quick, instant gratification. They're not looking about the long term, you know? But yeah, that's a good point. And that's, I'm glad you like operating off of integrity. Like I'm not going to sell you the cure. You know what I'm saying? You have to put in the work too.
A lot of times they don't want to hear that, but it's for your best interest. I've had people that be like, oh, well, I don't feel like my boyfriend is cheating on me, even though you told me in the tarot reading. And I'm like, okay, believe what you want. And then 2 months later, they're in my inbox. So I want to apologize because you were right. And I'm like, it's fine. I was just trying to help you, and you kind of went off on me for that, you know, tough love.
Wow. Do you get customers or clients that go off on you, or like they're not satisfied with whatever outcome they wanted?
Not very often. It happened more when I first started practicing, I think, because that was before I set intentions of having loving clients. I think people forget that. You want to set intentions to attract clients that are patient and who are friendly. But I've had people go off on me. I remember this one time last year, this one girl, she was telling me about her situation, and it, before I even did the reading, it just sounded like her boyfriend was cheating on her. So I told her, I was like, look, maybe you should book a reading first to make sure that he's not, before you buy all these love drawing, you know, products. And she was like, I told you that I was a tarot reader myself and I wouldn't know. I don't know what the heck is wrong with you. And like going off on me. Like, and I'm like, all I did was tell you that maybe you should get a read-in to make sure he's not cheating on you. And she felt insulted for that for whatever reason. And I'm like, all right.
Wow. Half the time they already know, girl. It's like you're ignoring your intuition. You already feel what I felt with, you know what I'm saying?
People just, it's really
hard to
they got big egos. I think it's an ego thing. And I think that it's not wanting to face reality. Cause it's crazy. How are you gonna go off on me for your boyfriend cheating? I didn't do anything to you. I'm just telling you that he might be cheating on you and you might want to book a love reading before you buy hundreds of dollars worth of spell casting items. That's all I'm saying. I was trying to help you. I'm
trying to help you out. You could have just took the money.
Exactly. Like, you should like me because of that. It's just like, I don't know. People, they don't appreciate that type of stuff for whatever reason. I don't know.
How do you feel about like dark magic or black magic, whatever they call it, or what do you think the line is, the difference, you know?
So I don't really mind dark magic per se. When I hear dark magic, I think of like hexes and curses and jinx.
Me too.
I don't do it very often. And when I do it, it's genuinely because you deserved it. Genuinely. One example that I could think of is hexing a pedophile. That's one example.
Oh my God.
You know, it's just like you kind of deserve that, you know? Dang. The weirdest, this is a good example. This one time, this guy, he came to me to book a spell casting service because he wanted to increase his sex drive and heal like his sacral energy. And I'm fine with that. Uh-huh. And I did the spell for him. Everything was great. Everything was cool. And then something told me to look up his address. I never do that with people because there's no reason for me to do it. Something, a voice literally said to me, just Google him real quick. So I took his address and I copied and pasted it. When I copied and pasted it and I saw the results that came up, he was on a pedophile list. And I knew it was him because he had sent me a photo of himself. And honestly, I think that he thought that I was underage because this was like 3 years ago. And even for me, like I have a young face. So I felt like he didn't know that I was an adult. And it's just like, I saw his face and he was a pedophile. So I hexed him. I was like, why are you asking for a sex drive increase? Why, for little kids? Is that why you're asking for it?
That is sick.
Yeah. So that's one example of where I feel like hexing and cursing is okay. But there are witches out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of witches out there that will hex you because you said something on Twitter that they didn't like. I can tell you how many times people have tried to send me negative energy because I was too blunt on Instagram and then people didn't like that. And I'm like,
gosh,
y'all hex people over the dumbest stuff because somebody says something mean to you. Now you want to go out and ruin their life or try to.
I have seen it. I've stumbled across some videos on YouTube where I'm like, I didn't know people were doing this on YouTube. I saw somebody doing some, they had a voodoo doll. They were like throwing dirt on it. They were like cussing the person out, like on live, basically saying like, yeah, this is, you about to feel this. I was like, I had no idea people were doing shit like this on YouTube. And most recently, I don't know if you have taken notice, but most recently there's been a lot of like spiritual beef between some of the YouTube readers and I think some people on Twitter. I'm not really big on Twitter, but it's just crazy to me. I'm like, we supposed to be uplifting everybody, but you know, we fighting each other and shit.
It's crazy. Because spirituality technically really means mastery of self, you know? So people can claim spiritual, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they are a nice person, you know? It's just,
that's true.
It's mastery of self. And you know, if you're an asshole, then
it's like what you do with it, you know? It's like a tool.
Yeah. So there are a lot of mean people out there that that's get crazy. Their hands on witchcraft, and they will hex you and they will curse you. And if you are not protected, it may or may not work. You know, there are a lot of powerful people out there, which is why I advocate for people to burn your black candles regularly, you know, up your ancestor game. So that way, when things come your way, you're protected. I've had 8 near-death experiences in my life and I'm relatively young. So it's important. Because there are people out there who will try to be spiteful and hateful and they will hex you. So it's like, you got to be careful about some of the things you say. Like, I've seen people in groups on Facebook cuss out a bunch of witches. And I'm like, you know, that wasn't exactly very smart, right? I'm not saying you deserve that. But all I'm saying is that there are 20,000 witches in this group that you just cursed out. You don't think that at least a couple of them plan on lighting the black candle over you? They will. They will do it.
Girl, it's crazy. It's like, you don't, I may not know people like doing quote unquote hexes on me, but you mm-hmm. can definitely, especially being, you know, a Pisces or an empath, you can feel people's energy towards you. And you can tell, like, when people don't send you good vibes, or there's some people I just had to completely cut off, because I'm like, I can feel you wishing bad on me. Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times it'd be your lovers as well. Because a lot of, in today's times, there are a lot of men who are envious and jealous of their girlfriend's success. I've had that a couple times, you know. It's, you wouldn't think so though, because it's like a man being jealous of a woman. You wouldn't really think it happens all the time, especially, you know, women, we tend to be, a lot of times we outdo a lot of guys. So a lot of times it's just like, you know, it's just, a lot of them are intimidated and jealous of their girlfriend's success or their wife's success. So look out for your lovers as well. And that's to everybody, because a lot of people's, you know, partners are not wishing good on them. A lot of them do not, especially if you know it's a toxic relationship, why would they want you to leave them and do better? Yeah, they're wishing bad on you. Happens all the time.
Yeah, you can literally feel it. I know I can. People be like, oh, you're tripping. I'm like, nope, I'm not tripping. And then a few months later, it'll come down the pipeline to me that this person backstabbed me or said something. I'll be like, see, I knew it.
So. Even online too, like, you can feel like when somebody doesn't like you per se, at least I know that I can, even if they've never done anything to me. I can tell when a follower, let's say we follow each other, we're online friends. You know, I can tell if you don't really like me. I can just tell.
Don't like your posts, don't acknowledge your posts, but constantly watch your story and, you know, all types of negative energy. All that shit matters. I'm not petty. That shit matters.
It does matter. It does. And I will block you. I had to unfollow a girl who I've been following for years, and I've been prolonging it because I know that she likes me a lot, but something about her energy just consistently rubbed me the wrong way. And on top of that, she was, I'm gonna speak very carefully when I say this, because a lot of times people can get upset, but it's, she might be watching me, but it's just, she started to sell hoodoo items, which is fine. However, she is of Caucasian descent, and a lot of them don't understand that, and they feel like they are able to practice hoodoo and market off of it. But remember what we talked about earlier? Hoodoo was slave magic. So why are you calling on African slaves to help you with your magic if you are a Caucasian person?
Probably it's like, don't want that.
No, it's just like, I'm not trying to be mean. It's just that I feel like she was just marketing off of it because she wanted to make money off of it. And it's just like, and I don't want to hear you try to tell me, well, I have black ancestors. Let me ask you a question. When you walk around in your daily life and somebody says, hey, what race are you? Do you claim mixed all the time? Or are you only claiming mixed right now because you want to practice some African magic? Because people do that. They do that. And it's like, I had to unfollow her. I couldn't do it. And she still follows me still to this day. But like, even before then, her energy just wasn't right. And I just felt like she was very envious and very jealous of my success. She's asked me multiple times, how are you getting so many followers? I'm like, setting intentions and I think my phone just kind of blacked out.
Can you
see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay, all right, great. I don't know. I felt some really negative energies from her. So that's one example. But like, people online, they wish you bad too. Even if you follow each other and you think you're online friends, there are people out there who are envious of your success, especially if they do similar work that you do. So
definitely.
There are a lot of beefs between spiritual people as well. YouTube has a lot of issues as well. I don't know. I'm not really on YouTube like that. So
right. I don't listen to as many readings on YouTube as I used to. It just seems to be so flooded with readers, it's kind of hard to choose like who, you know, is solid, who you can really listen to. And you really got to pay attention, like what messages you're listening to.
Yeah.
Because it's just so many energies. Like you said, you don't want to stumble across the wrong person taking the wrong energy. So
Yeah. Because it's like, I used to watch a lot. I think this is back when the tarot community on YouTube kind of went nuts. But like a few years ago, I was watching so many tarot readers, and then I started to weed them out. You know, I still watch your videos a lot because you post what, all Pisces stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I think I might have to stick to this right here. But like, there are only maybe three readers that I watch on YouTube, and that is because a lot of them are fake. I like to do it this way. If the message pops up, say I'm scrolling on my phone or something, and then let's say you upload and then it says Pisces on it, then I feel like that message is for me. And 9 times out of 10, it genuinely is for me because I saw the notification.
Mm-hmm.
So
instead of you going to search for it,
instead of searching for it. Yep. It's like, I'm like, all right, for now on, if I ever see any Pisces notifications coming up on my phone, if I see it, I'm watching it. It works.
Yeah. Well, thank you for watching Pisces R Us.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I used to read for all signs when I first started, and it became like so overwhelming for me. I don't know why. I felt like I would get through like half the signs, and then, which would be like my favorite signs. So I was already biased because I was doing my favorite signs first every month. And then like, it'd be like, oh my God, this is just too much. I'm channeling too much energy. I feel, I don't know. I just felt like I was pulled in too many directions, and I wasn't enjoying. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't enjoying it as much, but I've been kind of now over the years, since I've been only Pisces for about 2 years, I've been feeling like I need to start including other signs, just because in the last 2 years I've gotten more into my own birth chart. And so now I follow like my Venus, I follow like my rising and my moon sign, which aren't Pisces signs. So I'm just
what,
like,
is your moon rising?
So my moon is Leo. My rising is Leo.
Oh, wow. A lot of fire. Okay.
A lot of fire. And then my Venus is Aquarius. And then my north node, I feel like, is Aquarius too. So
okay.
I'm all That's over nice. The place.
That's a good blend though. I kind of like that. I like fire, you know, probably because I have a fire moon too. But like, I like Leo. Y'all get a bad rep, but like, I like Leo.
You either love or hate Leos. Like there's no in between. It's like, you love them or you hate them.
I can agree with that. Yeah, definitely. I like Leo. I don't care what nobody says, whatever.
Do you feel like signs play a big part in the people's like compatibility and relationship wise, friendships, all of that?
Mm-hmm, all the time. There's a thing called synastry charts where you can see your interaction with another person based off of their own natal chart. And this could be your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, your best friend, a business partner. It doesn't matter. But then there's aspects in astrology. Like astrology goes very deep. And I feel like it's popular to know all of your planets, which is fine, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's popular to know your planetary placements, but people don't get into like the houses and the aspects and the degrees and the math behind it. It's a lot to learn.
I'm trying
that's to why
become more knowledgeable, but it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. That's why I don't offer astrology readings yet, because I'm still studying it, you know. I know a lot about it, but I personally don't feel like I'm ready to give out like natal chart readings yet, because I don't want to half-ass it. I'm not going to do that.
Well, if you want a guinea pig, girl, I'll give you my birth time. Okay.
Oh, I'll definitely take your birth time, because I'll have random people's charts and I'm like, oh, this is good to study with. This is really good to study with.
Yeah, I would love someone to like look at my chart, match me up with somebody. Who am I compatible with? Because good Lord, I don't know at this point. You know,
You would have to
try it a lot.
Yeah, like you would need to look at their moon sign, their Venus, and maybe their Mars as far as like romantic.
I don't know my Mars.
That's the most important. Yeah.
Okay, let me write that down, the Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, my Mars. Girl, I've been really, because it's been so accurate, me reading. Because sometimes if I do a reading for Pisces, my sun sign, it could be hit or miss for me. And I'm not one of those people who like take all the messages and like, it's for me. Like, no, if it doesn't hit, it's not for me. Mm. But if I check up on like my moon or my Venus or something, it will be so accurate, like scarily accurate. Yeah. Like, wow,
it's weird. Mm-hmm. It can be very strange, just how accurate. That's one reason why I started getting into it, because of how accurate it was. And the people that I know personally, I'm like, wow, yeah, this is also very accurate. You know, your moon sign is who you are, genuinely, truly who you are. Sun sign is great, especially if you have multiple planets in that.
Okay.
But your moon sign is your emotional core and what you truly desire out of life. So, you know, I tell people to study your moon sign, because that's the key to the rest of your life. Your moon is so key. That's why they call it a big three.
You think the moon is the most important sign, you think? Like for guidance or, I guess, readings?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah. Wow. I'm gonna go with yeah. Especially, it also depends on how it's aspected too. That's why I said it goes very deep. But
like,
yeah,
depending on like what house you're talking about or something, or what do you mean?
Yeah, like the house itself, where it's placed at in the chart, and then how it's aspected from the other planets. So your moon is going to be aspected by like your Venus, your Mars, your North Node, all of that type of stuff, you know. So it goes deep. You want to know the aspects to your moon as well. Yeah,
but basically your moon is who you are without people watching, or just who you are to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And when you're comfortable with people as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And your sun is who you put yourself out there to be for the world.
Mm-hmm. Your actions a lot of times can be your sun sign. So, yeah. Yep.
And your ascending or your rising. They say that's kind of like how you maneuver or your, you know.
I get a little weird about the sun, about the rising sign, because people like to make it so simple when it's not. They like to be like, oh, your rising sign is only your physical appearance and the mask you put on to the world. And I'm like, that's true. But it's more than that. Your entire natal chart is set up the way that it's set up because of your rising sign. So a lot of times your life experiences are based off of your rising, because if you had a different rising sign, your chart would look totally different. So it's like you would still have the same planets. But let's say I'm going to use myself for an example. I'm a Scorpio rising. So I have my Pluto in the first house, because I'm borderline Pluto and Scorpio generation. So my Pluto's in the first house, but let's say if I was a Pisces rising, my Pluto would be in the eighth house. See, they're vastly different. Yeah. So your rising sign is so important, because people like to say, oh, it's only your physical appearance and like how you portray yourself to be. And it's like, it's more than that. Like your whole chart is set up. Yeah. Your chart is set up because of that. So.
And that time matters. That's so funny you said you're a Scorpio rising, because I spent about a whole year thinking I was a Scorpio rising, because my mom gave me the wrong birth time. And then I actually got my birth certificate put in the right birth time. And I'm like, okay, I'm a Leo rising. This makes more sense to me.
Yeah, they're very different. Leo and Scorpio are literally nothing alike whatsoever. So,
right. That's
yeah, so funny. They don't get along actually too, on top of that. They actually don't get along.
That's crazy. I love Scorpios. Like that's
Yeah,
if I had a match, I would want to be the Scorpio if I could choose.
Well, you're Pisces too, so there's that. I love Scorpios too, because this is, I don't know, it's like Leo and Scorpio, they square each other, which is the aspect. So a lot of times there's some friction. You know, it depends on your whole chart, you know, because people be like, oh, well, I don't like Gemini, but as a Pisces, I like Gemini. And a lot of people don't, who are Pisces, they can't stand Geminis. Yeah, but the way my chart is set up, I like Gemini.
I got a love-hate relationship with Geminis. I like them, but I don't want to be romantically involved with them.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
Yeah, no. I would not be emotionally connected to them. But as far as like friendships and like getting along, we get along very well.
Yeah.
I like Gemini a lot, but I would not date them seriously, because we all know why.
You think the best sign for Pisces would be like another water sign, like Scorpio or Cancer, because like able to understand the emotional part, or is that too much water?
It again, you know, it really depends on your chart, but theoretically speaking, yes, they would be a good match. Same with earth signs as well. Mm-hmm. Earth signs and water signs are like mud together, so it blends very well.
Ooh.
I like earth signs a lot too. So, but technically, yeah, it would be another water sign, but I don't like male Pisces. I was going to say other Pisces, but like, I like female Pisces, but I don't like male Pisces.
Yeah.
And I don't like Cancers. I
never can get along with a male Pisces. Like, it just doesn't work out ever.
My first love was a male Pisces, and we got along very well. It's just that he was too emotionally clingy. And I have a Sag moon. Like I said, that's who you are. So that clinginess and that always on my hip thing, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's something about, I feel like, you know, Pisces get the sensitive rap. But I feel like out of the two, when it comes to like just showing like who you are and being just like a boss with it, I just feel like women Pisces kind of own that a bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like women kind of take the head lead over male Pisces. And that's kind of like,
yeah,
I think it kind of works better with like a more authoritative sign. Well, you know, for me personally, I don't know.
Yeah, I can agree with that because we can be flighty. You know, and we don't, I'm very aloof. So if somebody's not there grounding me, it can be a hot mess. So I do tend to, I prefer more of a masculine energy, you know, that's why I like fire signs. Honestly, I like almost all the signs minus Cancer. Cancer is probably the only one where I'm just like,
that's our water brother or sister.
They too much. They are extremely clingy, and that's cute, but I don't like that. I could literally be in a relationship with someone or even married with someone and not live in the same house with them and be perfectly fine with that. I don't like you being in my face and in my space all the time. You know,
Pisces need our alone time, like, seriously. Gotta have it.
Scorpio understands that.
Scorpio understands us so well. Yeah. I have never met a Scorpio who I had to like explain shit to more than once. Like, they just get it.
Yes, definitely. I love Scorpio people, especially the men.
Yes.
So much. Something about them. I don't know.
Shout out Drake if you're watching. Hey.
He's a Cancer moon though, so I can't.
Oh, he's a Cancer moon? I didn't know that.
That's why he cries all the time in his music. He's a Cancer moon. Yeah. Wow. And it shows in his songs.
He is very sensitive. I mean,
Scorpio's
like
it. Better at controlling that. Cancer, not so much. They crazy.
I love Scorpios. Like, they're they just don't cross a Scorpio. Like, they're going to get you back. It's never over. Like, ever.
Yeah, because I definitely do that crap a lot. See, that's another thing about your rising sign as well, is that whatever the planet that rules that sign, that is your chart ruler. So that's why I'm like, so if you're a Leo rising, you're ruled by the sun. It's just like your rising sign is so much more important than your physical appearance.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I feel very connected to Leo because it's a battle for me, because like even me doing this podcast is like, I had to force myself to do it.
Kind of,
yeah. But it's like, it's what I want on the inside, but it's like the Pisces in me is like, no, I don't really want to be on camera. I don't really want to be talking to people. It's an internal battle.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I think that's kind of an internal battle with having a blend of fire and water in your chart and your big three. I get that. I get it. Because it was hard. Like, it's like, even for me today, it was just like I really want to do this podcast, definitely. But at the same time, it's just like, I'm also socially awkward and I'm not really a camera person like that. So it was just like,
great.
I get it. Thank you.
Yeah, girl, this was so much fun. Yeah, I may have to have you back because I want to know all about astrology as much as I can. My subscribers and all the Pisces family out there, everyone listening, I know y'all are into astrology and I'm just not the most knowledgeable. I try to do what I can. I'm like, I think it's a full moon, y'all. I think it's something coming up.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's crazy because, you know what, like a month ago, I remember you posted a video that I watched. And you had said something like about how you wanted to get more into astrology and like setting intentions. Mm-hmm. And a little voice in the back of my head was like, well, maybe you can help her with that. And I was thinking to myself, why would she don't know me? Why would she call on me? And then here we are. And I'm like, I reached out to you
and I was hoping you would say the same thing. I didn't know you followed me like on YouTube or anything.
Yeah.
I'm so happy this worked out. Yes.
Yeah, me too. I will definitely be back if you want me to be back because this was fun. I like you, so.
Yay, I like you too. Yes, it's very casual. Pisces family, so you're always welcome here.
Thank you.
Let the people know how they can, you know, book a reading with you. How can they find your products, follow you on Instagram? Let them know.
So my website is astroalignments.online. My Instagram is just astroalignments. If you want to contact me through email, it's MeganHopkins764@yahoo.com. And as far as booking a reading, just go to the website and there's a section that says readings right underneath of it. But most likely you would have better luck finding me with Instagram. So yes.
And you're about to get your YouTube popping again, right?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. And the next, I'm thinking I'm going to post a video within the next couple of weeks. I just posted a video a month or so ago. So I'm getting there.
Okay. So everybody go to Megan's YouTube channel. All her links are going to be in the description box below. Okay. And you can also find this podcast on iTunes and Spotify. So you guys, all until right. Next time, we'll talk
bye.
To you.
Bye.